I could offer a simple Christmas gift, a short homily, but I have to say a few words. But I do have a challenge. I'll give anyone $100 if they can name all the names that I read off. But it's good for us to hear this genealogy of Jesus, connecting generation to generation, connecting some people who were not always perfect, and then to know that very few women are named because of the genealogy, tracing mainly from the man side that connects to Joseph, who became the father of Jesus. But we have to think at the very end, it says, all this took place to fulfill what God had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. But before that line, it says, she will bear a son, and he will be called Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And those two things really are instrumental in us celebrating, because it is God's gift that reminds us of how redemption, God's mercy, God's love becomes known. Another way to think about this gospel is maybe illustrated in a simple little story, if you will. It's about Tom Wilson, who is a cartoon artist, and he draws a carload of people traveling down a snowy highway. Now, I know there's not snow out, but in some place of the United States, there is. But the kids are in the car, and they're maybe not being under their best behavior. There's a little bit of fighting. The parents are a little bit annoyed and tired as they've been driving. And finally, they decide to start singing together. One of the familiar hymns, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. And then there is another little frame of this cartoon. And in the last frame, you see the car turning into a driveway. And there peeking out of the window of the house is an elderly couple, grandpa and grandma. They shake their heads and grandma says to the granddad, we move over the river and through the woods and they still find us. Sometimes we have to think about Christmas, not only that it is God's gift of Jesus being born, but in some ways, God finding us. And to know that the infant child born somehow, mysteriously, in ways that we can't even imagine, that he sometimes comes as God's son to be embraced, and yet he is one who finds us. Each one of us is here because our parents loved us. And through the gift of God, they gave life. And today we not only celebrate this beginning and this birth of Jesus, but again to know that he was born not only in time, but born in flesh as the divine Son of God. And he penetrated and integrated into every family, every generation, whether perfect and holy or imperfect. And to think of how this mystery of Christ born then somehow causes a transformation. You know, we think about the first reading of Isaiah that says, for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be silent. That the good news of somehow the birth of God's Son causes people to respond. And even the refrain says, we come to know the goodness of God that somehow unfolds. It's unwrapped like a child unwrapping a present. It's something that is beautiful, something that is joyous, and yet it's also something that has deeper meaning. There's a connecting link. And then we know that because of God's Son, that we have the chance to think about the magnitude of what God's grace and mercy can do to us and for us. As God became one with us as Emmanuel, we're called then to value the gift of human life that becomes visible for us. In our prayer, we not only recall the manger that we blessed at the beginning of Mass, and we remember the birth of Jesus, but we remember his parents who were receptive to God's plan. And then if you came back and listened to other readings that are celebrated and of the Masses, that we hear different responses of many people. This might be an opportunity for each one of us to celebrate our faith in a renewed sense, an awareness and commitment to God who fulfilled his promise of sending us a Messiah. If we're lacking courage or hope due to darkness, of fear, sin, grief, or illness, of broken relationships, it might be a chance for the light of Christ to shine upon us and bathe us in compassion, in comfort, in strength. Yes, God became one of us and with us and desires to be always intimately involved and connected with our human lives on earth that we may be ready for the gift of heaven. As Gregory Narek once wrote, he said, "O God, you are life, you are salvation, you are health, you are immortality, you are beatitude, you are illumination, for you delight in nothing more than the salvation of all mankind." My dear friends, as our celebration of Christmas starts, let us allow the power of Christ's love to grow deeper within us, and especially in our care for others, whether neighbor, family member, friend, foreigner, immigrant, someone who's close to us and someone who we maybe have a difference with, that somehow Christ may mend us and heal us. At this holy celebration, may Christ's wisdom empower us to follow Christ faithfully and to live with a spirit of respect and peace and justice for all. And may the Christmas celebration not only renew us, but help us always proclaim that God lives, God is with us, and that God's grace and love always abound. Merry Christmas, and celebrate this day, not just for one day, but for 12 days, and know of God's light that shines upon us.